following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the first episode of Exploring the Hurdles of Preparation, where I will talk about the different running events in track and the conditioning it takes to train for them. So let's get started. All right, so the first event I will talk about is hurdles. This event is where I have the most experience. I run Division 2, and I'm a 100-400 hurdler. Now, there are different distances in each hurdle. There's 100 hurdles, 300 hurdles, 400 hurdles. Each one has a challenge of its own. The 100 hurdle is the most common event people do when they first start off. They're raised 33 inches high, 3 inches higher than the 300 and 400. Due to them being raised 3 inches higher, I have fallen twice in these races, in the race 100 meter. And when I've fallen, it's because I haven't counted my steps or, like, I've jumped too high or too low. And it's really embarrassing because the people in the crowd are like, oh, get back up or something. And even my coach makes me finish the race after I've fallen. And there's nobody still running, but that's part of track. The 100 hurdles is my least favorite event to train because in order to be good, you need a fast twitch, and I don't think I have that. So I would say my better event is the 400 hurdles, mainly because I have better endurance, so I'm able to keep my top speed for a little while. I've never actually run the 400 in a race yet, only at practice due to the fact that I'm new to running in college. And in high school, instead of the 400 hurdles, we run the 300 hurdles. And so far, the 300 hurdles were already hard enough. Anyone who runs track knows that the 400 hurdles and the 800 meter are the hardest events to run physically and mentally. Another event is the hurdle relay. Now, normally relays are passing the baton, like for the 4x4, 4x1, and we'll get into like relays on a different episode, but this hurdle relay is way different because there's no baton, and as soon as you get to the other side of the track, because it's only 100 meters and the hurdles are set up backwards of each other, like facing backwards, as soon as you get to the other side, the next person just goes. And I think they do this for, they do four people. I've never actually tried this event, but I've always seen like so many like videos on it, and I would like 100% love to try it, but my school just didn't offer it. But besides that, that's all there is in the distance of the hurdles is 100, 300, 400, and the relay race. To what I said about the 300 hurdles and the 800 meter being the hardest events to run physically and mentally, the mentally part is, for me personally, whenever I'm at the line, I always feel like a really big rush of anxiety, and I'm like, my heartbeat is always higher when I'm just standing at the blocks, like getting ready to start running, than when I'm actually running. I don't know why this is. I just think I just get so in my head, and then when I'm running, I feel totally fine after. Like during the race, I feel okay, and like I just remember my training and I go. But before the race is the biggest, like, mentally challenging thing for me, because I just think about like all the bad things that could happen, like, oh, if I hit this hurdle, like, I'm gonna fall and everyone's gonna laugh at me. And yeah, it's already happened, but I just think like, oh, what if this happens again? Even though I know if it does happen, it will be okay, because I've already gone through it once, so getting through it again is gonna be fine. It's just how I view things, like, in my mind mentally, and it just starts hurting in my stomach for no reason. It's just all mental. The way I get through like the mental, like, challenging parts of track is I try to just relax more and meditate. One of my coaches from high school has recommended this, and it honestly helped so much, like just like counting to 10 or like taking really deep breaths and like telling yourself it's gonna be okay and that everything is just in your head. It just really helps out a lot. Like saying it out loud like helps a lot, and obviously like positive words of encouragement from your teammates help a lot too, but it's just really big mentally, because running physically, anyone could do it easily, but mentally it's a struggle. because not a lot of people have the mentality just to keep going. For me, I feel like once I start running, I can just go to the my only goal is finish the race. And I don't even think about how fast I'm going, like how my arms are moving, because all my training has already prepared me for that. For me, it's just talking to myself in my mind, telling me just to keep going, and that I'm going to be okay. I just need to finish the race. Besides the mentally challenging parts, the physically challenging parts are a little bit easier to train. So when I first got my hurdling coach, I was told that I need to learn how to do the splits in order to be really good, like have really good hurdle form. And so I learned how to do the splits on both legs, which for the 100, you need to alternate legs just to make you go faster. And then the 400, it doesn't really matter, but it is recommended to alternate legs just in case your legs get tired. So for to help me get my splits down, I would do like the hurdler stretch where I would put one leg behind me and just have my other leg like be straight and forward and just try to stretch it out as far as I could. And I would just do that kind of every day, just practicing it, because I started hurdles my freshman year, but then it got COVID happened. So I had to stop. And then sophomore year, I came back and I never really actually had a coach. It was more of my distance, like my track coach was the distance coach. So he would just watch YouTube videos and he would help me out, like learning everything, teaching me everything he already knew, which is really nice because like he picked up learning this event just for me. And I think that's what really helped me is him like watching videos. Obviously I would watch videos too and try to put in some of my input that I learned. But so since I've never really had a coach, I'm really excited to start like college and see what like having a coach will help me do. And so far I've been in college for about 5 weeks, I want to say. I've been running track for 3 now, and our practices haven't been hard so far. We've just been running hills and 120 repeats, and then 30, 60, 90, which is 30 meters, 60 meters, then 90 meters. We have practice at 6:30 a.m. to 8, and I think the hardest part about going to practice is waking up that early. For me, I would say I'm an early person. It's just, I like being up early, I just don't know. It's just hard getting up for me. But other than that, practice hasn't been too bad so far. I kind of enjoy it. And then on the other days, we lift. So another big part about like helping you get fast is also lifting, because you want to build your explosive speed, like the fast twitch I was talking about earlier. Obviously, not everyone has it naturally. You can build on it. So maybe, who knows, like maybe I will enjoy the 100 meters in the future more than the 400 meters. Because I do want to start building my fast twitch. And the 400 meters is probably like, I would say the hardest race in all of track. Just because the 400 meter is already hard enough, and then adding hurdles to it is really like a pain. And after the race, you just feel so dead. But honestly, it just like all the adrenaline after makes you feel so good, and like everyone cheering you on, telling you did great. Even if you didn't, like just the positive encouragement, like it makes you feel so good. And that's one of the things like I love about running track is the community. The community is so supportive. And everyone that I've met so far in the track community has never been like negative to me, has always like encouraged me. And that's what I'm so thankful for, is that I've never had a bad encounter with any like of the track members or like any of track meets. I've never been embarrassed to like say my times, or like maybe I have just because I'd be like, oh, maybe I'm slow compared to that person. But honestly, nobody cares. They just want you to get better, and they like, it just matters about how much you're willing to put in or how much hard work you want to show or give. This is the first episode. I kind of just want to give like a brief like background of how I got into running and how I chose hurdles as like my main event in track. So I first started in third grade running this little program called Girls on the Run at my elementary school. They had it where we would just run like long distance mainly. It wasn't a track team. It was just like we'd run for fun because that's what it was called, Girls on the Run. And my mom was a volunteer, so I did it for the rest of my 3 years at elementary school. And I really did enjoy it. Like, at the end of every season, we would have a big 3K race, or sorry, 5K, which is 3 miles. And it was just so fun. Like, everyone would come together, and there would be, like, lots of music, stickers, food, everything. And we would just, like, run. And so that's what really, like, pushed me to get into it, because I just felt so good, like, all the time after. And I really, like, loved that feeling and the adrenaline and everything. So when I got to middle school, there was no track team or cross-country team. And so I was a really, like, active little kid, and I just tried out every single sport. So I tried basketball, volleyball, and I really did enjoy volleyball. I just was not very tall, and I wasn't that good either. And for basketball, I really did like basketball. I still love the sport, but I was also just very scared to play it. So during PE, we would run the mile every week, and for my class or like my school, they would post like leaderboards of like who had the fastest mile in the grade. And basically, like, I was a sixth grader running the mile for the first time, and the first time I ever ran my mile was a 6:30. And I remember my friends being like, oh my gosh, Nyla, like, that's so fast. How can you run like that? And I was just really, like, I was so, like, happy with myself. I was like, I don't know. Like, I just loved the feeling of, like, knowing I was really good at something. So when I came to school the next day, like, my name was already at the top of the leaderboard because I had run the fastest time. And ever since sixth grade, I was just so competitive. I'm a really competitive person. And if I saw that someone was, like, running faster than me, then it would just push me or, like, make me want to go harder. So from 6th to 8th, I didn't do any running with a club or with a team. I just did it by myself. And then when I got to high school, freshman year, I did volleyball still. And then I did basketball. But I loved the sports. I still love basketball a lot. Volleyball, not so much. But I tried track then for the spring season. But due to COVID, it was cut short. So I wasn't able, like, to try hurdles and everything like that. Then sophomore year came around, and it was still COVID season, and volleyball and cross-country go on at the same time. But one of my friends encouraged me to do cross-country instead of volleyball. And so I tried it, and I just loved cross-country. I don't like cross-country anymore, but I really just loved the environment of, like, running, and I just thought it was so fun. Then track came around my sophomore year, and my coaches wanted me to try hurdles because they didn't have any other hurdlers. And I was just really open to trying new things because I didn't know what I was really good at yet. And I was just planning on doing the mile, but then I had tried the 300 hurdles, and on my very first race, without like any practice really, kind of just would hop over the hurdles and that was it, I won it. Surprisingly, I don't know how I did it to this day, because the team we went against was, like, a pretty good school, and I was just really shocked that I won my first ever meet. So that really, honestly, had, like, a big help and encouraged me to, like, keep on working at it, because I just felt so motivated after that. And going home and telling my mom that I had won my very first meet, she was so proud of me, and I just wanted to keep making her proud of me. So I just kept working at it. I lost a couple of times after that because it was like my first year, and the 300 hurdles was mainly endurance, but also you need technique as well. And I just keep practicing and practicing, and eventually I got the hang of it, and I really did enjoy it. So that's like my background, how I got into it. I tried a couple sports, and just running was my favorite one. I felt like I love playing on a team. That's why I do love doing the relays. But I'm more of like an individual person. Like, I like to see how good I can be. But on my own, like, I don't like to count on anybody else. I just like to work on my own. But anyways, that was it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. And bye.